relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you, the rest of the world hears you, and the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The state of play in our nation is not a good one. The scammers, the grifters, the propagandists, those who wish to smear good Americans are in overdrive. And it can affect any one of us. Recently released is a video of a new congresswoman who is in the mold of the MAGA movement, who is Trumpian, and for that reason alone, because she's not a member of the swamp, because she defines herself in opposition to the swamp on both left and right, she must be targeted. It's not just Marjorie Greene, who we had on the show earlier this week. It's also Lauren Boebert, a woman who came to fame because she challenged an individual who said, and I apologize, but this is a direct quote, "Hell yes, we're coming after your AR-15s. At a town hall meeting, she stood up. And she said, hell no, you're not. She understands how the Bill of Rights is crucial to every single American. Her name is Lauren Boebert. And here's a little clip from a video being used to smear her right now. Play clip.
In the days before the riot, Boebert herself led a group of Trump supporters on a tour of the U.S. Capitol, according to Congressman Steve Cohen.
We saw Congressman Boebert taking a group of people for a tour sometime after the 3rd and before the 6th.
But the Capitol has been closed for tours due to COVID. Boebert wasn't leading a tour, but a reconnaissance mission, so rioters knew exactly where to go when they attacked the Capitol.
Despicable, outrageous, a disgrace, every single word a lie. But let's hear from you. Colorado's 3rd District, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, welcome back to America First.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Gorka. Isn't that incredible? I bring my family, my 4 sons, my husband, my mother, through the Capitol with a Capitol Hill police officer walking with us for this wonderful ceremony to be sworn in as a United States Congresswoman. And the DCCC turns it into this complete false attack, this conspiracy theory that there was a reconnaissance mission.
Well, are you taking any action? I'm curious. So the congressman, so it was there. We saw it. He said it. Steve Cohen, has he apologized for calling your family members members of some kind of insurrectionist reconnaissance mission?
I have not heard an apology, and I doubt that I would, and I don't know if it means anything if I were to receive one. Really, how I get back at him and others that are involved in this is taking the House back in 22.
Yeah, absolutely. It's taking the House back. Is there any comment you can give us? I know it was a secret vote, outrageous, that they're not prepared to put their names to the issue, that Congresswoman Cheney, who voted to impeach the president, was kept in her position as the third highest ranking member of the GOP in the House. Your reaction to the swamp protecting its own?
Well, there's a lot of that. But Dr. Gorka, we all came together as a conference and had some very healthy discussions. Some members were more pleasant than others to hear from. But at the end of the night, there was a vote, and overwhelmingly, the chairwoman was voted to remain in that seat and in that position. And I do believe that she will feel the weight of that conference. And there will be accountability from that. Certainly, you can't go through all of your colleagues expressing how they feel about something that you did and not grow from that and not self-evaluate. So I'm hopeful that this was an accountability session and we can move forward with that. I was proud to take the votes that I did and I stood by them. And I think that I can say this. It was very much everyone agreed that they weren't necessarily mad at the vote. Every person has a reason to vote the way they do. I couldn't see running the president through this snap sham impeachment and not giving him his due process, his constitutional right to due process before that took place. But it was a statement that went out as the chairwoman, as the spokeswoman for the conference. And so I think that was the main grievance there. And just the reflection that had on the conference itself. But I am doing everything that I can to make sure we take back the House in 2022.
But I have to look, I'm shocked you just said what you said, because we're talking about a woman who agreed to a sham impeachment with no evidence, no representatives of the president, that took 8 hours as opposed to the 37 days it took for Bill Clinton and the 81 days it took for mm-hmm. President Jackson. So it sounds as if the swamp is winning and you don't care.
No. I care tremendously. I don't like the vote. I'm just saying that was the one theme that came out from the night, that it was the position that the spokesperson of, because we, Dr. Gorka, we weren't looking at the other nine people who voted that way. It was the position that's held by the person
correct.
Who put
and
out
she voted
statement.
For impeachment as the third highest member of the
correct.
GOP, as the leader of the conference, and she now has paid no consequence. Well, we can talk about 2022 or till the cows come home, but this woman betrayed the American people, in my opinion, by supporting a sham impeachment, a railroading. Okay, let's get back to the bigger issue. You are being targeted. Congresswoman Green is being targeted. What are you going to do to push back on the lies, on the calumny, on the libel, on the fact that you're only being targeted by absolute propaganda mm-hmm. because you stand for what I think is the MAGA movement? Talk to our millions of listeners. What is Lauren Boebert going to do right now?
Well, we just voted, and I voted to make sure that we're not stripping anyone of their committee assignments. And if we're going to have this talk about committee assignments. We need to look at the Democrat Party. We need to look at the hypocrisy and hold those members of Congress accountable. We have Congressman Eric Swalwell, who still has a seat on the Intelligence Committee with security clearance after without an investigation into his relationship with a Chinese spy. This is absolutely absurd. And then we're going to go back through some old tweets of people. I mean, is this the standard now to just strip everyone of what they can do for the people who sent them here to work on their behalf, to be their voice, to be their representative, that Democrats can just say, no, you're not allowed to work when you're here? That's not right. And if we're going to talk about stripping committee assignments, then we need to look at the Democrat Party and have some serious talks about their members.
Yeah. Well, look, we wish you all the best. The door is always open for you here on America First. Follow this woman. Support her on Twitter at Lauren Boebert, B-O-E-B-E-R-T, and also laurenforfreedom.com. You are a proxy. The president was a proxy for the forgotten men and women, and you now are a proxy for the Make America Great Again movement. And the more they're coming after you, the better a job you're doing. God bless you, Congresswoman Boebert. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We've only just started. 3 hours left. Don't touch that dial. We're going to have Nigel Farage, the president's good buddy, the father of the Brexit movement. We're going to have Breitbart's Matt Boyle. We're going to have Andy Ngo from the UK. You, our dear callers, and much, much more here on the Salem Radio Network, live streaming again on YouTube, on Facebook, available on Instagram TV. And don't forget, 24/7 on our dedicated website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B. G-O-R-K-A. Stay on this channel. America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
Where do we get that? I'm sorry, that's just the best line. When the President of the United States gives you your America First liner, it's even better than recording one in the Oval when you're there with him and your producer, Jeff, because we have to put him on the spot. That one's good, too. But that's even better. Thank you, Shad. We are back. It's that time of the week. So much to discuss. Isn't Thursday supposed to be a slow news day like Mondays? I always thought Thursday was like a fun... It is a Thursday, right? I can't keep up. We are back with the Washington political editor for the most influential website when it comes to the truth and conservatism. It's Breitbart.com, and his name is Matt Boyle. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure to be here, and I agree with you. Thursdays are usually slow. That's why I like doing your show on Thursday, because we can usually get into it a little bit more. But that, you're right. There's so much news going on right now.
It's crazy. Okay, we got to talk. We got to, because you were spying on us. You were listening, which is good.
I was listening to your Boebert interview.
You were listening to the show opening. Yep. Is that what they call it? I think it's called a show opening radio. We had Congresswoman Boebert, who for me is MAGA. It truly is MAGA. You know, it's citizen politician, and you're going to guide us, because you are the insider. You are the DC insider. So what happened yesterday? Secret vote. I'm pissed. I'm annoyed. I think, you know, what was it? 40, 50 members of the GOP, we don't know their names, we'll never know their names, stood up and said, get rid of Liz Cheney. The rest caved, and she's still the chairman of the conference, still the third highest ranking Republican in the House. Tell us, from your perspective, what does this all mean?
Okay, so there's two things that happened yesterday. So there was the Cheney vote, which obviously came after the conference chairwoman, Liz Cheney, voted to impeach President Trump back in the middle of January. And then there was the Marjorie Taylor Greene situation. And what was really interesting to me is how the House Republicans, and in particular Kevin McCarthy, handled both of these situations. He kind of rallied behind both of them. So now he did originally offer to the Democrats to do a switcheroo with her on one of the committees. They didn't take the offer. And now the Democrats are moving forward with their own vote, which is historic. It's never happened before in congressional history, to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from her committee assignments. So it's never happened before that the majority party in Congress has voted to remove a minority party member from committee assignments. This is a first time ever in a significant escalation. As such, what's happened now is it's become – less about the merits or the specifics of what Marjorie Taylor Greene said, believed, did, or whatever before she was a member of Congress, and has become more about the a partisan power grab issue with the Democrats moving in this direction. But generally speaking, and you heard this from Congresswoman Boebert, the efforts by McCarthy were an effort to unify the Republican conference. He's got problems on both sides of the conference. He has issues with what's to do with Green, and he has issues on what to do with Cheney. And the route that he clearly chose to go was to save them both, basically, right? Like, and pursue a big tent strategy. Again, the focus here from Kevin McCarthy, from the Republicans, and you saw this borne out from the reporting of what happened yesterday inside the House Republican Conference meeting, and you heard it there from Congresswoman Boebert, is that the Republicans want to be unified going into, A, the 2022 midterm elections. They want to take the House majority back, and they think they can do that. They're only six seats away. Redistricting's coming, and that's a bunch of Democrat districts. And then also there's a ton of vulnerable Democrats still left out there across the country. So they really want to be focused on the retaking the majority in 2022. And that's important because if you want to be a real check on the Biden administration, you need the majority. The second thing is they want to be unified against the Biden agenda. Joe Biden has, while all this Republican infighting's been going on, Dr. G, has been signing orders killing off hundreds of thousands, millions of American jobs. As Senator Hagerty told me this past weekend, China is singing all the way to the bank as Joe Biden is implementing this radical agenda. Meanwhile, forthcoming is going to be a major push by the Democrat majorities in both chambers of Congress and by the White House for an amnesty push, an open borders, full-on blitz by the Democrats. The Republicans need to get prepared for this. And that's what you're seeing the Republicans do. So I get it that some people are mad. I'm mad about what happened with Liz Cheney. I think she needs to go too. I'm with you. If I were a member, I would have voted to get rid of her. But I understand why they did it. And now let's see if they actually fight back against the Biden agenda and hold the line on this. If they do, they deserve to be praised. If they don't and they fail again, that's when we go to the full-blown civil war. But I think you got to give them a chance, because if we don't, then we're not going to have a country left. The Democrats are going to do open borders, amnesty, and we're going to have millions of illegal aliens streaming in from all around the world.
Oh, and by the way, Media Matters, when Matt Boyle says full-blown civil war, he means political, not actually a military civil war. So calm down.
I mean Republican civil war. Yeah. So to be
inside
clear.
Inside the party politically, okay?
Right.
I know you're very excited and typing as we speak. And just type it up anyway, because I love getting the transcripts. But Matt, okay, here's my pushback. okay, I understand that the logic of the big tent and we've got to come together, but not over impeaching Donald Trump. There's no excuse. And the whole, you know, the big tent Republican politics, well, that was the opposite of what we did in 2016. We elected a non-politician who'd never ran for office before. So the point of 2016, the point of MAGA, the point of America First, is screw the damn tent. Did I miss something about 4 years ago?
No, I think there's a lot of gains that have been made under the Trump era. The Republican Party is a lot stronger. So one thing I would point you to, and I was talking to a Senate office about this earlier this morning, is look back in 2013 when Barack Obama won re-election, and the Republican establishment was gunning for an amnesty bill. It passed the U.S. Senate. The Gang of Eight amnesty bill passed the U.S. Senate. How many Republicans voted for it, Dr. G.? 14 Republicans voted for that bill. Do you know how many of them are left right now after President Trump was president?
Tell us.
Only five.
Right.
Only five
That's
are left.
That's too many.
So that I agree with that. And by the way, three of them have already come out against the Joe Biden amnesty plan. 10 to be able to overcome the filibuster in the Senate. And that's why that power-sharing agreement between McConnell and Schumer is so important. But the thing is that the Republican Party has improved under President Trump. No doubt about it. This is Trump's party now. And so what we need to do is we need to dig the trenches and hold the line here and get ready for the legislative battles over the issues, because when the fight is about the issues and not about the personalities, the right wins every single time, whether it's abortion, whether it's immigration, whether it's health care, whether it's you name the issue, taxes, anything, Second Amendment. Every time the fight's about the issues and not about personality, and we can remove emotion and personality from the discussion and it becomes a logical debate, the right always wins. And if the Republicans are able to do this, and I hope that they are, they win the war.
Yeah, I agree that when it comes to the issues, we always win. But I'd add one thing. There is a litmus test issue, and that's the sham impeachment for the second time of a man who was innocent. And if you can't see the right side of that, Kevin McCarthy and the rest, then there will be a political price to pay for you and for everybody who doesn't. We're talking to Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
Liz Cheney taunts me for wearing makeup in my television appearances. Now, makeup only hides the slightest imperfections of the skin. It does very little to conceal the soulless corruption of Washington, D.C. You know, it's pretty easy for me to get a little makeup off my shirt. Far more difficult for Liz Cheney to get the blood off her hands after sending America's best to foreign lands to die for a knowable gain and personal profit.
Matt Gaetz being Matt Gaetz. Wow, he took the fight to Liz Cheney in Wyoming on the steps of the Capitol there. Wow. I'm sorry, this internal civil war in the GOP, it's not going to disappear. No matter how many secret votes they have, will let us return to our discussion with Breitbart's Matt Boyle. Read, follow, bookmark every single day, Breitbart.com and Matt's pieces. Matt, let's talk about the other side of the aisle. AOC made her video about how she was under attack. She was scared because a white man came to the door of the offices where she was hiding. Turned out to be a cop. And now the blowback. She wasn't in the Capitol building. She was in the complex. She was in a separate building, the Cannon building. You know it well. What are the ramifications for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for her, let's put it mildly, a flexible relationship with the truth?
So I look at this a little bit differently, Dr. Gorka. So I think that there's a reason why the Democrats, in particular AOC and the other squad members, are doing everything they can to inject as much emotion into this story as possible and keep it alive as long as possible. What they're trying to do is get back to a place where they're dividing Republicans, and they're trying to split Trump split the Trump base from the GOP. They're trying to do everything they can to cause havoc inside the Republican conference. While they're not solving problems, they aren't delivering checks to the American people. They still haven't. I mean, what are we now? We're two and a half weeks into the Biden administration.
Correct.
And he still has failed to deliver. And we'll see if they ever come out or not. Maybe they do. But I guarantee you, to every American listening to this right now, you will never get a $2,000 check from the Democrats. If you get anything, the closest you will get is $1,400. So again, the Democrats lied to you to get elected, and now what are they doing? They are not solving people's problems. They are just causing chaos as much as they can to distract from their failure. So that's why AOC is behaving the way that she is. She's doing everything she can to keep the media and the focus and the debate off of the Democrats' complete failure. Dr. Gorka, they control the House, the Senate, and the White House, and they have for 2.5 weeks.
Yeah.
What have they done to solve any problem for
Americans?
Well,
look, we know that. You know that. You're a seasoned observer, but I'm interested in your read on this. AOC lied about the Tony place where she grew up. AOC lied, staged a fake photo shoot at a fence at a quote-unquote detention facility on the border. And now she lied or exploited, as you say, injected emotion into the already problematic battle or the breach of the Capitol Hill security. Is she going to pay a price in your opinion?
No, and the reason why she's not going to pay a price is because the Democrat Party and the media keeps giving her a pass. Look, the Republicans are actually doing stuff about issues inside their party, as we talked about in the last segment. The Democrats don't. They let this craziness run rampant while they don't govern. And that's going to be the thing that the American people vote on in the next elections and the ones after that and the ones after that. If the Republicans focus on the issues, they're going to expose that the Democrats are allowing this to continue. They're allowing these, the lies, antics, charade, whatever you want to call it, to continue and not solving people's problems. People out there are struggling. They want to see leadership from their government, and they're not getting it with Democrat complete control in Washington. The Democrat Party is a fraud. They lied to the American people to win power. And now they're being exposed as having done that, and that's why you're seeing Democrats engage in these tactics to try to distract and from their failures.
Yes, she is a fraud, but Matt's point is much broader. They're all frauds. They have control of every arm of government, and what have they done? Oh, signed executive orders. Thank you, Matt. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Your call's next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. What kind of phone are you using to call us? It's not a personal question. I want you to be on the right side, on the right team. The big cell phone companies are not on your side. At the end of the month when you pay your bill, they make donations to things like Planned Parenthood and gun control organizations, even Democrat candidates and their campaigns. Join the good guys. Patriot Mobile, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America with a strong expanded network, amazing 4G LTE, dependable nationwide coverage, incredible deals if you use my name. First responders and veterans pay even less. Go today to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. At the end of the month, they support causes you believe in, like the sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and they are rated number one in customer service in America for good reason. Their U.S.-based customer service team can transform your old phone line. You can keep your old number. They are wizards. Call them today, 972-PATRIOT. Join the good guys. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Join the good guys.
These yells of these men, or just this a man, just one man, going, "Where is she? Where is she?" I start to look through the door hinge. to see if I can see anything. And there's like a door here and there's like another door here. So I'm like trying to look through two door hinges. And so I look through this door hinge and I see this white man in a black beanie open the door of my personal office and come inside the personal office and yell again, "Where is she?" And I have never been quieter in my entire life. I was just, I don't even know if I held my breath, but I was just, you know, here behind there, and I just start sliding down. And then all of a sudden I hear my staffer G yell out. And he's like, hey, it's okay. Come out. So I'm like, I don't know, so deeply rattled. I'm still processing the end of my life when I come out. And I come out, and this man is a Capitol Police officer.
Oh. And where were you? Sorry, I had to give you, if you're not watching the video on YouTube, that was the latest video statement from Jussie Smollett, otherwise known as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. So this is big. This is big. Indulge me, if you will, for a moment. She made an Instagram video, I don't know how long it was, like 5-6 minutes long, in which she regaled us with the trauma of having to hide from those who had invaded the Capitol on January the 6th, and how she was hiding in an office, looking through the double hinges of the doors, and she saw a white man. Oh, angry. She said, an angry white man. Well, yeah, that was a police officer. We should act this out. I think we should. Somebody should pretend to be AOC, and I should be the cop. And it's like, you know, are you okay, Congresswoman Cortez? Yes, thanks, I'm okay. That's what probably happened in reality, but no, she was hiding, looking through hinges, hiding from angry white men. And Red State, good for you, Red State, broke the story yesterday. I was on air, I didn't understand when I saw the first few tweets from my buddies. It was a lie. She wasn't even in the Capitol building. She was in the offices, the structure. It's not even next to the Capitol. It's across the park. She was in Cannon, the massive congressional office building that wasn't invaded by anybody, that had no MAGA people walking through the corridors looking for AOC. She lied. And there's a pattern here, my friends. She lied about where she grew up. I'm just a, you know, ordinary lass from New York. No, you're not. You grew up in one of the toniest parts of the state. Oh, and then the photograph on the border where she was in her lovely white pants, just crouched down, crying in front of the fence, the DHS concentration camp. Yeah, but we've got the real photograph that shows there was no fence. It was a wide open compound. And you staged it like some Hitlerian propagandist. And now she lied about the quote-unquote insurrection. AOC always lies. And she's a fraud. Now, what's the broadest? Who cares about AOC? I mean, she's just a joke. She's a psychotic liar, but she's a joke. Here's the interesting thing. So I posted just a photograph, AOC's photograph, with the word liar over it. And I don't usually get 30,000 likes for a tweet. It's a good day. I don't usually get hundreds of comments on an Instagram photograph either. And that's what happened yesterday when I found out this story. I have my DMs open. You can message me on Twitter. And what's fascinating is what happened afterwards. it makes no difference to me. But my team that helps me with my account, I respond to all the DMs I've received since these posts, which call her out for being a liar, which she is. She's a liar. She's an inveterate, psychopathic liar. I have received dozens of foul-languaged direct messages, clearly from the cult of AOC. I've received stuff on a daily basis for years. Never as much as this. Some kind of cultic worship of this strange lady. Now, here's the broader point. I couldn't care less. I mean, bring it. This is it? You're going to insult me on Twitter? Dude, my parents lived under fascism and communism. My father escaped from a communist prison. I laugh in your face. But here's the broader point. Whoever it is on the other side, I detest Biden. I don't feel sorry for him. He's one of the most corrupt politicians in America. Obama, one of the laziest. I don't like him either. Hillary, truly evil. But I don't send DMs to people I politically disagree with to insult them. What does that say about the Democrat Party? Let's think about that for a second. You take the time to send filthy, often really weird, kind of sexually perverted messages on a social media platform. Nice job, Jack Dorsey, by the way. You know, hugs and kisses, kumbaya. What does it say? It says one thing, and it's the thing that we've been saying on this show since its inception. That's a good movie. Their fuel is hatred, and it will eat them up like acid on the inside sooner or later. Hatred of everything that is decent, including this country. Our fuel is love. Love of the truth, love of this nation, love of the sacred and holy things that make our civilization the greatest ever in human history. And that is why we have already won. So indicative. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Back to your calls momentarily on 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. Tens of thousands of Americans getting daily relief, me included. If you want to find out if you could be the next success story, it is so simple. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. The only thing you have to lose is the pain. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com right now or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. You deserve to find out. Don't wait anymore. ReliefFactor.com.
The truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. That's Dr. G's specialty, America First.
Where on earth did that hour go? It's sheer insanity! Okay, we're going to get to more of your calls in the next hour. Nigel Farage will be with us. And, you know, in the third hour, we're going to squeeze in a couple of calls right now. Let's go to Ty, San Antonio. Welcome, Ty. Line 5. Ty! It's your turn, Ty. Hello? He sounds like he's feeding the kids. I hope it's mac and cheese. He can try again. Line 4. Bill, Los Angeles.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Hey. How is AOC's whopper any worse than Joe Biden's hallucinatory claim last year that he got arrested with Nelson Mandela?
I do like the word hallucinatory. That's wonderful. Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I think the one with AOC is even more reprehensible, because then she tries to tie in her own personal history of being sexually assaulted or whatever it was. It's like, really? You weren't even in the Capitol building, and you're trying to pump it up that big. They're all the same. They're all just liars.
Well, maybe Joe will clarify the situation in his upcoming book, Defeating Corn Pop.
Yeah, defeating the mean dude who is Corn Pop. And don't forget, Hunter's got a book coming out soon. It's called Beautiful Things. I don't know. Pictures of his favorite crack pipes? I don't know. Bill, thank you for your call. Let's go to Brent, Los Angeles as well. Line one. Welcome, Brent.
Great Gunner Gorka.
Greetings.
Greetings. I think constitutional and biblical Americans should apply the Democrats' critical constitution theory of late-term political abortions to impeach progressively treasonous presidents such as Carter, Clinton, Bush, Obama, and their newest barbarian, Biden. And that's why I adore the wonderful, courageous, and patriotic Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lauren Bobbitt, who are defending America from the existential threat of the deadly Democrat gangrene deal and replacing it with their godly great green deals, which will actually bring health, wealth, and wonder to the globe, in contrast to the death, destruction, and dictatorship that the Democrats are demanding.
Gangrene, another word we don't see used often enough. I think that's a wonderful... Yes, Brent, I mean, look, they're not going to be able to do it. They need to get, 16, 17 senators to come over to their side. So it's not going to happen. But after it's been, failed, how delicious. Does that mean that when we win, we can impeach and try Obama and Carter and Clinton? Brent, the sky's the limit. Oh, they're opening a Pandora's box. How delicious. Great call. Chris, Jim, Jack, Gabriel, don't go anywhere. So much more here on America First and the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from ReliefFactor.com studios. Do stay on this channel.